Chapter 57. Vaughn was a cop from a small, quiet town, but she handled the traffic stop beautifully. She started the car when the truck was still a quarter mile away and put it in gear. Then she waited for the truck to pass and pulled out of the old road onto the new and settled in its wake. She hung back 100 yards to be clearly visible in its mirrors. Reacher opened his window and clamped the bubble light on the roof. Vaughn hit a switch, and the light started flashing. She hit another switch, and her siren quacked twice. Nothing happened for 10 long seconds. Vaughn smiled.
"Here it comes," she said.
"The who-me moment?" The truck started to slow. The driver lifted off, and the cab pitched down a degree as weight and momentum settled on the front axle. Vaughn moved up 50 yards and drifted left to the crown of the road. The truck put its turn signal on. It rolled ahead and then braked hard and aimed for a spot where the shoulder was wide. Vaughn skipped past and tucked in again, and the two vehicles came to a stop, nose to tail in the middle of nowhere, 40 miles of empty road behind them and more than that ahead. She said,
"A search would be illegal."
Reacher said, "I know. Just tell the guy to sit tight. 5 minutes. We'll wave him on when we're done."
"With what?"
"We're going to take a photograph." Vaughn got out and cop-walked to the driver's window. She spoke for a moment, then walked back. Reacher said, "Back up on the other shoulder, at right angles. We need to see the whole truck, side on, with the camera." Vaughn checked ahead and behind, and jockeyed forward and back, and then reversed across the blacktop in a wide curve, and came to rest sideways on the opposite shoulder, with the front of her car pointed dead center at the side of the truck. It was a plain, simple vehicle, a stubby hood, a cab, twin rails running back from it with a box body bolted on. The box had alloy skin and was corrugated every foot for strength and rigidity. Tan paint, no writing. Reacher said, "Camera." Vaughn hit laptop keys, and the screen lit up with a picture of the truck. Reacher said, "We need to see the thermal image." Vaughn said,
I don't know if it works in the daytime."
She hit more keys, and the screen blazed white. No detail, no definition. Everything was hot. Reacher said, "Turn down the sensitivity." She toggled keys, and the screen dimmed. Ahead, through the windshield, the real-time view stayed unchanged, but the image on the laptop screen faded to nothing and then came back ghostly green. Vaughn played around until the road surface and the background scrub showed up as a baseline gray, barely visible. The truck itself glowed 100 shades of green. The hood was warm, with a bright center where the engine was. The exhaust pipe was a vivid line with green gases shimmering out the end in clouds. The rear differential was hot and the tires were warm. The cab was warm, a generalized green block with a slight highlight where the driver was sitting and waiting. The box body was cold at the rear. It stayed cold until it suddenly got warmer, 3/4 of the way forward. A section 5 feet long directly behind the cab was glowing bright. Reacher said, "Take it down some more." Vaughn tapped a key until the tires went gray and merged with the road. She kept on going until the grays went black, and the picture simplified to just 5 disembodied elements in just 2 shades of green. The engine, hot. The exhaust system, hot. The differential case, warm. The cab, warm. The first 5 feet of the box body, warm. Vaughn said,
"It reminds me of the wall around the metal plant. Hotter at one end than the other."
Reacher nodded, stuck his arm out the window, waved the driver onward, and peeled the bubble light off the roof. The truck lurched as the gears caught, and it pulled across the rumble strip and got straight in the traffic lane and lumbered slowly away. First gear, then second, then third. The laptop screen showed a vivid plume of hot exhaust that swelled and swirled into a lime-green cloud before cooling and dissipating and falling away into blackness. Vaughn asked,
"What did we just see?"
"A truck on its way to Canada."
"That's all?"
"You saw what I saw."
"Is this part of your theory?"
"Pretty much all of it."
"Want to tell me about it?"
"Later."
"Then what?"
"When it's safely across the border."
"Why then?"
"Because I don't want to put you in a difficult position."
"Why would it?"
"Because you're a cop."
"Now you're trying to keep me out of trouble?"
Reacher said, "I'm trying to keep everybody out of trouble." They turned around and drove back to where the old road forked. They bumped down off the new blacktop, and this time they kept on going, between the two ruined farms, all the way to Halfway Township. First stop was the coffee shop for a late breakfast. Second stop was a Holiday Inn, where they rented a bland beige room and showered and made love and went to sleep. They woke up at 4 and did all the same things in reverse order, like a film run backward. They made love again, showered again, checked out of the hotel, and headed back to the coffee shop for an early dinner. By 5:30, they were on the road again, heading east, back toward despair. Vaughn drove. The setting sun was behind her, bright in her mirror. It put a glowing rectangle of light on her face. The truck route was reasonably busy in both directions. The metal plant ahead was still sucking stuff in and spitting it out again. Reacher watched the license plates. He saw representatives from all of Colorado's neighboring states, plus a container truck from New Jersey heading outward, presumably empty, and a flatbed semi from Idaho heading inward, groaning under a load of rusted steel sheet. He thought,
"License plates."
He said, "I was in the Gulf the first time around." Vaughn nodded.
"You wore the same BDUs every day for 8 months, in the heat, which is a delightful image. I felt bad enough putting these clothes back on."
"We spent most of the time in Saudi and Kuwait, of course, but there were a few covert trips into Iraq itself."
"And?"
"I remember their license plates being silver, but the ones we saw last night in the container were off-white."
"Maybe they changed them since then."
"Maybe. But maybe they didn't. Maybe they had other things to worry about."
"You think those weren't Iraqi cars?"
"I think Iran uses off-white plates."
"So what are you saying? We're fighting in Iran and nobody knows? That's not possible."
"We were fighting in Cambodia in the 70s and nobody knew. But I think it's more likely there's a bunch of Iranians heading west to Iraq to join in the fun every day. Maybe like commuting to a job. Maybe we're stopping them at the border crossings with artillery."
"That's very dangerous."
"For the passengers, for sure."
"For the world," Vaughn said.
They passed the MP base just before 6:15. Neat, quiet, still. 6 parked Humvees, 4 guys in the guard shack, all in order and recently resupplied.
For what?
They slowed for the last 5 miles and tried to time it right. Traffic had died away to nothing. The plant was closed. The lights were off. Presumably, the last stragglers were heading home, to the east. Presumably, the Tahoes were parked for the night. Vaughn made the left onto Despair's old road, and then found the ruts in the gathering gloom and followed them like she had the night before, through the throat of the figure eight, and all the way to the spot behind the airplane barn. She parked there and went to pull the key, but Reacher put his hand on her wrist and said, "I have to do this part alone." Vaughn said,
"Why?"
"Because this has to be face to face, and the whole deal here is that you're permanent and I'm not. You're a cop from the next town, with a lot of years ahead of you. You can't go trespassing and breaking and entering all over the neighborhood.
I already have.
But nobody knew, which made it okay. This time it won't be okay.
You're shutting me out?
Wait on the road. Any hassle, take off for home. I'll make my own way back. He left the ladder and the wrecking bar and the flashlight where they were, in the car. But he took the captured switchblades with him. He put one in each pocket, just in case. Then he hiked the 50 yards through the scrub and climbed the field stone wall.